Hello and welcome to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Reviews. We're your hosts, Vincent Hannum,
Matt Levine,
and we're talking about all our favorite monster movies, the good, the bad, and the downright campy, and asking if they stand the test of time. Kaiju, creature features, space invaders, the supernatural, and everything in between, all strange beasts welcome here. Stay campy, everybody.
The next movie we're going to talk about, though, is not a Godzilla film. It is related. Well, we're going to feature what I am not wrong in saying is one of the Mount Rushmore of Kaiju, the other big G, the flying turtle himself, Gamera. Gamera, Gamera. We have not brought Gamera to the podcast yet, which I feel like is a tragedy, but we're rectifying that. This month, we're going to talk about specifically Gamera versus Gauss from 1967. It's the third film in the series. I only saw it for the first time myself this year and just knew I wanted to talk about it with you. So it should be a good time.
I can't wait. It sounds so awesome. Like you describing the plot of it before, like this is right up my alley, I think. So cannot wait. The next episode, I'm sure, will be even like equally fun, if not more so, than Son of Godzilla.
This is great. I love that we're talking about some more campier films, too, because Halloween was great. But the movies we talked about were so good. They were, I think, nearly flawless films. It's fun to talk about some imperfect films, too.
Definitely. And, you know, the ones that we talked about around Halloween are great movies, but very serious minded. So you need to have a variety of different tones. And I'm excited to get into more of that stuff.
For our Patreon members, we have some special content. Got to give a quick shout out to Frank Olson, our newest patron. Frank, this one's for you. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about that 1910 Frankenstein adaptation here for a little bit. And give you the good, the bad, and the downright campy.
Indeed, can't wait.
Okay, where do we even begin? What? So I discovered this film from 1910 a few months ago when I was doing a deep dive into Frankenstein film adaptations, and I sent it to you right away. I thought this is a really kooky, quirky. Nothing like I've ever seen before. Frankenstein. It's also the first time the book was adapted for the screen. It's got some historical value there. What do you think? I mean, was this the first time you'd seen it?
All the way through, yeah. Because like when you first sent it to me, like I watched a pretty big part of it. I kind of like, you know, fast forwarded a little bit just to like make sure. You know, the print looked good, like not the print, but like the digital version of it looked good and all that. But I had never seen like it, you know, all the way through from beginning to end. And yeah, it's very unique. It's definitely a historical curiosity, excuse me. But I also think some points are more than that. Some points are still pretty effective in the movie. And I think it does a reasonably good job condensing this great novel by Mary Shelley, one of the best horror/science fiction novels of all time into, you know, about 15 minutes. Like it does a pretty surprisingly good job of that, I would say.
Right. Like the task of condensing a many hundreds page book full of plot details and twists and turns into 10 to 15 minutes makes my head spin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how do you even begin doing that?
Right. And of course, you know, there are some moments that seem a little bit crude where the intertitles just say Dr. Frankenstein goes off to college and he's experimenting with dead bodies. Like, you know, that certainly helps to like condense the story quite a bit. But that being said, like, you know, there's still, you know, as we talked about at the event at the Trilon, like there's the scene which appears in both the 1910 and the 1931 movies of like Elizabeth, Dr. Frankenstein's fiance, like on her wedding night being sort of tormented by the monster in her like boudoir, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just cool to like see that in, you know, sort of basic form. I don't mean that to sound like a criticism, but you know, it's from 1910. It's more than a century old at this point. And then to like see it in 1931 and just to like witness how much film form had like expanded in the 21 years like between those two movies. It's really, really fascinating, I think, to see that.
It's astounding. The evolution in the technology, not just to the technology, but the artistry behind filmmaking, is just leaps and bounds. Such a short period of time. Because if you think about it, 21 years ago from today was what? 2000? Was it the year 2000? No. 2001 seems like yesterday. What came out in 2001? Shrek maybe might have come out in 2001. But like the filmmaking in Shrek, I don't know if it came out in 01, but I was sticking with it, to an animated feature that comes out today, in my mind, is more or less the same.